Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the first, hopefully not last, we're going to try something a little different, episode or entry, if you will, into what I am going to be trying to do going forward. I'm not going to call it like a show or anything. It's not necessarily a podcast, but you can just listen to it. So it's not horrible, but it's not super structured like a video essay would be, if that makes sense. Anyways, my name is Ghost, and welcome to the first episode of this show, non-podcast thing. I'll figure it out in post. Maybe. But in today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that I had a video planned for like 5 years ago now, when I was back in college, when I was actually in college, regular college, not a college I'm in now, but like regular 4-year university college, called The Power of Failure. And to understand the context of why I'm like doing it now, I have to kind of go back a little bit. So this will be a brief history, probably skip forward like a couple minutes, maybe, we'll see. Essentially, this channel has gone through a bunch of name changes, brand changes, different things. And what I wanted to do was sort of what I'm gonna start doing now, which is do a podcast YouTube channel hybrid thing where it's not a video podcast, so you can kind of just put it on in the background, and it's not a like regular podcast. It'll be more, I guess you can call it journaling, I guess, if you want to call it that. But also be talking about video games and movies and music and all the things that I like to talk about. It'll just be more, let's go, facilitated. Anyways, in 2019, the channel was called Ghost Light before I changed to Ghost Sight. Whole story there too. I'll probably talk about that in a different video. Actually, it might come in handy in this one actually. So I might, we'll see. Anyways. Talked about Ghost Light was originally a hybrid thing. I would have, you know, a video of whatever I was talking about in the background, and then I would just be talking over it, and then I would edit it together and upload it using Sony Vegas, and I loved it. It was quick and simple. And I had been working on different YouTube videos up until that point, different styles, different formats. And I kind of found that I kind of liked this, but then life happened, COVID happened, and then tried different things. And it just never flowed well enough. So I kept trying different things to see if I took to it well and all these things. And I didn't take to it well, anything else. So if you've seen in the past like 4 years, you can go back to my channel. I've tried a lot of different formats. I've tried the professional, I've tried the edited and structured, and I've tried it, and I don't know if it meshes well with my personality and my style. I don't know how well it works. As I am the host and editor and producer of said content, it is a little exhausting to do it structured by yourself while also still like living the rest of, you know, life. So Ghost Light had one episode where I believe I talked about, or two episodes. One episode was talking about my predictions for the Xbox Series X. That should tell you how old the video is. And I had a different video talking about Black Ops 4. No. Talking about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019 before it came out. They had just announced it and it looked really cool. That was the second episode. And I had this episode planned for way, way, way long ago. I had a whole, I was going to end up trying to structure it a bit. And I'm just going to sort of ixnay that for now. And the point of me bringing all it up is that I've tried and tried and tried for years to make this YouTube thing work. I know how to edit pretty okay. I'm trying to use DaVinci now, since Sony Vegas costs money and I don't feel like pirating it and dealing with the potential bugs and viruses and that type of stuff. I don't feel like dealing with it. And I want to use the tools I have available with me now. And the original concept of the video that was going to be titled The Power of Failure was going to be talking about how I had tried to do so many things and it didn't work, but I still learned a lesson from it. So if you want something to take away from this video, long and short of everything I'm about to talk about, is there are a lot of things that we try in life. There's a lot of things that we want to do that we look at and we say, that looks cool, I want to try that. Or some things that we look at and we say, I don't know if I can do that. Failing is not a bad thing. Failing hard is pretty rough, but failing itself is not a bad thing. It can tell you what you are good at, what you put your effort into, what you became naturally attuned to, and you can take lessons from not succeeding in things. Now, granted, there are certain circumstances where you tried your hardest and you still failed. That can tell you that maybe the system actually was rigged against you. That could tell you that, you know, maybe what you were trying, you know, wasn't working. And being able to understand that and still, like, switch and pivot is important. So, going forward, I'm going to dive into it a bit more. But from my context, I, way, 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 way back when, at least for me, I originally wanted to start this esports team called Counterforce, KF. It was back before, you know, everyone was doing that. Before, like, the Cloud9s and the 100 Thieves and all that stuff. Back when the two biggest teams were FaZe and OpTic. Obviously, they still are big, but, like, those were the esports teams. You had a couple other offshoots, like TSMC. But it was, or TSM, I think. Sorry, I'm wildly off topic for that one. But I wanted to do something similar to that in Black Ops 2. And I was really excited about it. And I wanted to get it off the ground and do all these things. And I was doing, I think I did like Gfinity in 2014, I think. 2013 with Call of Duty Ghosts. And that, I was pretty bad. I was also like 12, so that makes sense. But all that being said, I really tried to make it work and it didn't work. I had a bunch of different people that were, you know, also trying to do the same thing and it just didn't work. It kind of collapsed. I tried to do a bunch of things and it didn't work. The next kind of phase was Team Galaxy. And Team Galaxy actually almost worked. It was my attempt at a, I don't know what they call it anymore. It's MCM, there you go, multi-channel, MCN, there you go, multi-channel network. That's what it was called. It was my first attempt at that, and I got a group of guys together. Everyone was really cool, and it almost worked. But because of drama, essentially, and us being all teenagers, it fell apart. There were a lot of mistakes on my end, a lot of things that I think I could have done better. And needless to say, Team Galaxy doesn't exist. I think there's still a video up on the channel now that kind of marked the end of the Team Galaxy era. It was from like 2016 to about the end of 2018. Where we had a bunch of different things going on. We were trying to, you know, start YouTube channels and make videos. And I was trying to tell people to make videos, and then they weren't making videos, and it became a whole fiasco of just trying to get things done and it not working. Kind of sucked. But I loved that time period. That time period was awesome because we also were all teenagers, so none of us had, you know, lives at that point, really. So our lives were dedicated to just hanging out, playing video games, and doing the things, and all that was while we were all in different states, which was really cool and fun at the time. And looking back on it, it's just crazy that we all were like really good friends, all trying to do like the same thing. But it didn't work out. Some of us, we still like reach out, you know, occasionally, but we don't really talk anymore. So the lesson I gained from that was that, okay, I was a little young for leadership, because there were a lot of drama filled things that shouldn't have been drama, but because of different things and what I thought was best and what my second in command thought was best, it didn't work. It just didn't work, which is unfortunate, but it didn't work. Those things sort of fueled me to, at the time, I've changed my name a lot over the years, online at least. Those things sort of fueled me to end up with the Ghost moniker. Because at one point, I was Argunaut, which I think is my favorite name, that has a lot of history attached to it, so then I just kind of left it in the dust. Another point, I was Spacey, which has some other history attached to it, and another name I had, I believe, was another name I had was, holy cow, I can't remember any other names. Like TG Earth was my name in the group, if you will, group of us. And eventually Team Galaxy collapsed, and one of my other friends at the time, we were like, okay, like, we still want to try to do this thing, but let's try to do it like just us two. So then we started A19, which A19 is a weird thing that it was a better version of Team Galaxy, but I was trying to correct some mistakes I made early on, and it still didn't work because life was laughing at that point. So A19 kind of like spawned and died in like 6 months, but it was still fun, still interesting to kind of try the like group thing. Afterwards, we kind of like, okay, we can kind of keep doing this thing, but like, let's not put like a name on it or anything, like we're in some form of relationship or something. And that lasted for a little bit, so I went from A19 Ghost to just Ghost. And I was kind of doing my own thing for a little bit. And then I stopped playing Xbox a lot for about 6 months, 6 to 7 months, for unrelated reasons. Maybe I'll talk about that in a different video. Then I came back. The boys accepted me. I got my first Warzone dub. And I essentially went from Ghost to, we had this thing where everyone in our little group, there's three of us, but each one of us had some form of vision / eyesight themed name. And I was like, okay, like, I'll see what I can come up with. And I was like, oh, okay, like, I like Ghost Sight. Because I think online I was still Ghost Light. And I was like, I like Ghost Sight. Sight, you know, that sounds cool. And then I was like, okay, well, what if I change, like, the lettering? And, okay, like, Ghost Sight. I kind of like that. And that has managed to stick for 4 years. Normally, I switch names every 2-ish. That's managed to stick for 4 years. And it's not a bad thing. The good part about me sticking with that name and keeping that going is that I learned from all of my past failures. And with all my past failures, I kind of reached this, you can call it apex point, I guess, you want to call it that, where I was like, okay, maybe the group thing isn't for me. Maybe I don't work well with people. Maybe online groups just don't really work if you don't meet in person. And then on top of that, I was like, okay, I need to figure out how to do this myself before I involve other people. Because I was trying to get it to work for everybody at the same time while I was still figuring it out, and it didn't work. So I had to fail those multiple times to get to the point. So where I'm at now, where I've tried a couple different, methods, I've tried different video styles. As you've seen in some other videos, I have like a setup now for recording videos. And I think that's great. I'm still going to be re-recording certain videos in that room. I just think for the main content on the channel, it's going to be more of this style, because I find that this style is what works for me. This is the style that I know I can put headphones on, sink about an hour or two into editing it down, adding some music, intro tracks, outro tracks, editing it down and getting it actually uploaded to a platform within a reasonable time, so I can then produce more stuff. Because I can take a, 15, 30 minutes to go into a separate room or go into my car or whatever and record this kind of stuff. And I wouldn't have discovered that without failing a bunch. And if you're wondering, like, oh, is he just talking about, with gaming and YouTube and all this stuff? Not really. Even in life, I have done a lot of falling on my face and picking myself back up and continue and keep going, I've continuously trying to get things done and succeed in something. Now, I won't lie, I've had a lot of help. Got a big family that supports me. A lot of friends that keep me grounded. And, of course, having the mindset of wanting to succeed also helps. When I see all of my friends / classmates all trying to achieve the same thing that I am, I want them to also succeed. Case in point, one of my classmates who I think is really smart in class, he was talking about potentially taking a certification test and trying to figure that out. In a different video, I'll talk about why I'm in IT school and why I love IT, and why I'm excited for it in the future. But this video is about the power of failure, so different video. I encouraged him the other day to just try. What I told him and everyone else in the room was, all that I can ask is that you at least try. I'm not the teacher or anything. However, I'm one of the older students in the class. And I know from my experience, after hearing from, parents and friends and family and everything else, that the one thing that got them to their point, the point they are in their lives, is just trying. If you don't try, you don't succeed. I know the stereotypical quote of, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That is 100% true. And I would like people to recognize that. Guys, it is really true. If you don't try anything, nothing will ever actually come of anything. If you don't apply any form of motion to something, then of course nothing's going to change or move or evolve. Or in most people's cases, things evolve move and change around them rather than them being a part of the change and moving with it. So definitely, like, just with most things, just try. Just try. Also, and hear other people. Hear other people. You know, I don't know who all will hear what I am saying. But try. Try and listen. One of my favorite sayings is, you can do anything with patience and time. There's a reason why things are the way they are. There's a reason why, you know, your phone is built the way it is. There's a reason why a tree is as tall as it is. Patience and time. There's a reason why, you know, you're able to get steak and all these things. Patience and time. You try to rush everything and try to get everything, you know, now. You run out of breath. You run out of room. And you complain about things not happening fast enough. Or certain things going too slow. And all that leads to is upset and anger. So just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, everybody. It's gonna be okay. Because failing is not the end. Failing can be just the beginning, as it was in my case. There's been a lot of situations I've had in life where I had to try. Because without trying, there's nothing. Anyways, went off a little philosophical there. If you like this content, if you like the way I sound, or if I need to make some improvements, some video topic ideas, questions, comments, concerns, leave a comment down below, like the video. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you on the flip side.